I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this finasco of an after show here on AfterBuzz TV. Today we're talking one-on-ones, we're talking lingerie, we're talking about some pillow fights, Demi's back. And of course, this is the AfterBuzz TV after show for The Bachelor. Thank you so much for tuning in. If this is your first time, welcome. We are the after show that's just as obsessed with The Bachelor as you are. When I say we, I'll start with myself. Guys, my name is Jeff Graham, one of the world's proudest and most embarrassed Bachelor fans all at one time. Yay. Excited to talk about tonight's episode. And I'm joined by two brilliant and stunning colleagues, starting with who I call my Bachelor insider, Christine Alexis, down there.
What's up, everybody?
And Rachel Swindler, who's our reality TV insider.
Yes.
Who, tons of insight tonight you were giving us in the trailer.
I was. I'm excited to share that with all you guys. We've got a lot to talk about tonight.
Yeah, the reason I bring that up is because you know you've seen Rachel on a ton of after shows here, but also you were on a season of Big Brother. Season 20, yes?
Season 20,
which a lot of people say is one of the best seasons ever.
Because it was the best season ever.
Well, a lot of fans, I've personally...
Humble brag.
It was.
Embarrassed to say I've never seen an episode of Big Brother, but everyone tells me it's, even as a Bachelor fan, the best reality show on TV. But I can't say that in this room. It's cretin. Quickly, we're going to talk about not only the episode tonight, guys, but we also have some special segments. We will be doing our Tweeting for the Right Reasons segment. We found some amazing tweets tonight. And, of course, making some predictions for next episode, too.
Dun, dun, dun.
So with all of that, so much to talk about. Christine Alexis, how did you feel overall about tonight's episode?
Yawn. Tonight was not my favorite so far. After having such a strong opening, this episode fell flat for me. I gotta say, Peter came out looking one of the worst in this episode. Mm. It left me all over the place in terms of my emotions and how I feel about everyone left so far. What'd you think?
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. It definitely fell flat. I definitely was very vocal, though. There was a lot of things to talk about, which got me excited because I was like, okay, I have insight in that. I know about that. That gives me a jumping off point. But yeah, overall, to me, like, if I was a girl in the house, Peter would become unattractive to me at this point.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll be excited to debrief that. I feel like I took this episode a little differently than you guys. I don't know. I didn't necessarily love the episode, but I found it to be pretty interesting because I think this season, the villains aren't as black and white as they are in other seasons. I find there to be a lot of shades of gray in this season. Like when I look at Hannah Ann versus Kelsey, I'm not sure either of them is 100% right or 100% wrong. When I look at Sydney versus Alea, I'm not sure if either of them was 100% right or 100% wrong. You guys may disagree with me on that, but I think a lot of people are at fault with this drama. I'm not sure we're getting admirable behavior from any of these women right now, or Peter.
Yeah,
it's messy. It's a messy.
It is very messy.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot to talk about tonight. Basically, just as a little tease, we'll be talking about Hannah Ann versus Kelsey, Victoria P's one-on-one, Demi's return, the queen was back, and then about 90 minutes of this episode was dedicated to Alea and Sydney. So we'll mostly be talking about that. Quickly, though, let's debrief Hannah Ann and Kelsey. Right from the start, we get a tear-filled conversation where they talk about Champagne Gate. I mean, what do we take away from this conversation?
A lot of the same thing from the last episode. I mean, I really don't think that there's anything more accomplished from this. To me, it just seems like Hannah Ann is just continuously apologizing, saying, I didn't know, and tearfully apologizing, and seemingly to me being very sincere, and Kelsey just kind of going around in circles. So it just seems just dumb to me at this point. Just get over it.
Both of them.
Yeah.
I agree. I also feel like this is maybe one of those times in the house where there's just too much time on their hands to still be sitting and crying about this. It just feels like such a moot point after last week.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad that we got that out the way, like, right off the top. Just move
the
on
finasco.
From it.
I will say, though, the thing I didn't get here was Kelsey kept being like, I was not bullying you. Sure, I was saying mean things. And sure, I called you a princess and told you to get the F away from me and never effing talk to me again. But, like, mean words aren't the same as bullying. And it's kind of like, well, I think they are.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Hannah Ann, I think, needs to let it go. Mm-hmm. But I also think, like, sorry, Kelsey, you can't, like, scream the F word drunkenly in someone's face and not call it bullying, right?
I mean, yeah, she didn't represent herself well, so I think she's just deflecting now and being like, wow, you used such a serious word to describe me. Like, you had such a serious, visceral reaction to something that...
And you were really
you
mean.
You could have handled better, and you were mean about it. Like,
yeah.
Regardless of what people may or may not be feeling from Hannah in terms of her... being authentic and genuine in that situation, I feel like it was plain as day that Kelsey was just wildin'.
Especially because there was the moment when Hannah Ann's like, well, think about it from my perspective. You said this. And she goes, oh, so now you're making this about me? And
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Correct. That's how conflict resolution works.
She just, the thing is, like, even if you don't believe that Hannah Ann may or may not have known about the champagne situation, she still found a way to at least acknowledge her part in it. She's like, I'm sorry if that hurt you. She said that night. A lot of people called that calculated. But she at least has the ability to recognize it. Kelsey, like, refuses to even verbalize that she could have overreacted.
She's very unreasonable.
Yes. Unreasonable.
100%. You can't reason with her.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Like we said, I wouldn't want to get in an argument with Kelsey because you would never win.
Totally.
Never. You would never win.
Right. It's just clear. It's like, well, this is pointless.
Yeah.
So they're inevitably never going to get along, which is fine. And interestingly, just quickly while we're on the subject of Kelsey, Christine Alexis pointed out how weirdly shocking it was that Kelsey was the first name picked.
Gosh.
Such a strange move.
That was very strange. I'm like, please don't reward this girl for this behavior.
Yeah.
I know.
Let's not.
Totally.
She was like,
I know.
She's like, yes.
Peter.
I hope we get some more weird, because it's interesting, because like with Kelsey, you never know what's going to be said because she just doesn't operate on a reasonable scale.
That's a good point, Jeff.
No.
All right, let's talk about this very earnest and heartfelt one-on-one with Victoria P. We start by driving through Westlake Village.
Those Peter's of us hometown.
From, yeah, those of us from LA were kind of like, yeah, this feels right.
Right.
There's like there's a four-lane highway with a wine bar next to it. Welcome to Los Angeles. Then they go to a country, like, cowboy boot store?
Oh, yes.
I guess Peter likes Western culture?
Yeah, I didn't get that from him.
Sometimes he's, like, Cuban. Sometimes he's like, I love country music. And you're just like,
That was a missed opportunity for some Latin dancing.
Totally. Come on. I'm like, they tried. This is so frustrating because they tried to make Peter seem like an interesting, culturally diverse person. Then he turned into a basic white girl and was like, let's go dancing in Los Angeles with cowboy boots on.
I don't know. Maybe he was playing into what would feel appropriate for a Southern belle like Victoria.
Fair enough.
Less about himself and maybe more about her to make
That's
her comfortable.
A good point. Yeah, you're right.
But I still felt like this date was pretty boring in terms of like what I know The Bachelor is capable of. Maybe there's more interesting ones down the pipeline, but shopping, line dancing, and bull riding, meh.
Listen, take me to go bull riding and I'll be yours forever. Because
Listen,
you're talking about a girl from the South. I'm from South Carolina. So
right.
I love me. If a boy slapped some boots on me, took me line dancing and on a bull ride, I think last month I went bull riding. So I loved it.
Okay. I liked it too. Okay. It was a little dismissive.
I'll be the naysayer. It's okay.
No, I actually liked it. And Christine, you bring up a great point that it was probably thinking about Victoria P instead of thinking about himself.
Yes.
And overall, this was a great one-on-one. Definitely chemistry between these two, actually. Mm-hmm. They seem to really like each other. And you can sometimes see it in their eyes when there's a real connection. And I think both of them were feeling it, which is good. Some steamy dance floor makeouts.
It's on brand for The Bachelor. Country
totally.
Music, come on.
Like, yeah. This is predictable.
No-brainer.
Definite Blake energy I'm getting from Peter whenever we see him dancing.
Peter might resent those comments.
He might. Sorry, Pete. Calling it like I see it. But let's go ahead and talk about the inevitably dramatic conversation that follows every one-on-one. It's not a Bachelor episode unless you get, thank you for opening up to me. That's another one I just realized. We get right reasons and then thank you for opening up. That must have been really vulnerable. How did we feel, Rachel, about Victoria's conversation with Peter?
Very real.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt every single word that she said, and I believed her. And you could just tell she has clearly been through a lot, and she really stepped up for her family in a time of need. And I was lingering on every single word that she was saying.
You were lingerie. Oh, lingering. Sorry. I misunderstood.
I was lingering. Yes, and I really like Victoria P. I did say, you know, she is, like we said, on brand, a little bit bland, a little bit. I want some more spunk and personality.
She's very Bachelor.
Very Bachelor. But in this moment, I felt every word she said, and I thought it was a really great bonding moment for her and Peter, for sure.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. One thing I appreciate about this is I feel like this conversation's inevitable. And sometimes you get like an I'm opening up to you story that's just like, okay. And sometimes you get one that's just okay and they cry and you're like, I can't tell if these are like real tears. But with Victoria, this played really authentic.
Oh, yes.
I felt like she was actually very scared to share that, which I understand why. And there's definitely clear trauma in her past. And it was really, it is very impressive the way she raised her family. And I don't know. I like Victoria Payton, and I'll be interested to talk about her diplomat or political move later in the episode. This really, I mean, leads us into the group date, unless there's anything else with Victoria P or Hannah Ann or Kelsey that we want to talk about. Pretty straightforward.
But now that we have a break, really quick, I want to just give a quick shout out to everyone in the chat tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. I see you, Shanice, Sweet Smile, Melanie, Avalon Park, Julie, Miss Brown Sugar, Kimberly, another Julie. So many of you in here giving us your hot takes. Loving it. Keep it going.
Any interesting hot takes from the chat, or mostly just agreeing?
It's Cheyenne is her username, says Peter is the blank is the perfect blank piece of paper for them to project interest onto and craft whatever dates they want. They have a country date. Peter loves country. Heavy metal date, his favorite.
That's a good point. That's interesting.
True. That's very true.
And speaking of the chat, we love when you guys join the conversation. And if this is your first time tuning in, or like your 100th time, quickly, we do go live at 7 p.m. Pacific right after these episodes air on the AfterBuzz TV main channel. So we know you're watching live anyway, because this is the only appointment television on anymore. So join the chat. Join the conversation. And Rach, speaking of AfterBuzz, there's more to just this channel than that our network covers, you know?
Yes. More than just this. Want to give a quick shout out to everybody. Please like, subscribe, comment below. Let us know what you guys think. Give us 5 stars. Rate us. We love you guys. And that's what makes us the ESPN of Deep Talk.
Absolutely. And I've been checking those iTunes reviews. So if we get those 5 stars, I will read your review on air. All right. Let's go ahead and get into Demi showing up at the mansion. Well used, or kind of like this could have been anyone?
Ugh. I'm sorry. It's so hard because I do love Demi, but I was so indifferent about her being here this episode. It was like, okay, we get it. We know that you love using her. She's great TV. She has the good one-liners. But we saw her so much during Hannah's season. And I find it odd that she's being featured here all of a sudden as Peter's BFF. Like, they're good friends. She's going to host this date for him and find him the right person when he's still very much, you know, connected to Hannah Brown. Isn't that her best friend? Like, why is she trying to make sure he gets with someone else? I'm just saying.
Oh, that's a good point.
Like, yeah, I didn't think about that.
Because they started, I mean, I don't know how much Demi knows in the context of where we're at, but like, they did just have this emotional, you know, connection between Peter and Hannah. And I saw Demi supporting Hannah Dancing with the Stars. Like, I know she knows, she's privy to everything that's going on. And yet,
good,
it's still
point.
Here.
So, still a take, Christine. I love
it. Just observation.
The one thing I think is true about this franchise is shoehorning in alumni very rarely works. You know, especially like in Paradise, you can throw them in to start to make it messy. But during the seasons when it's about one person's journey, it's always like, oh, there's that person. Okay, bye. Like, it just never really plays.
Yeah, I know. I do love her. I think she's hilarious. Totally. But it felt misplaced to me.
You know what they should have done is it was like a very sexy girl-on-girl pillow fight. They could have made some jokes about the fact that Demi's tastes have changed in the last year and made some jokes around that. I don't know. Maybe that would have been classless. But she did have a moment where she's like, and I also think this is going to be really hot.
I mean,
they could have played that up more.
A lot of people on Twitter, I noticed while watching the show, were pretty bothered by the date thing. It was very sexist.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to point out, this is The Bachelor we're watching.
Totally.
Number one. Number two, we've had iterations of this date many times before. On Rachel Lindsay's season, we had the guys doing the shirtless wrestling competition. Like, I think on Nick's season, another form of, like, an outdoor sport where the girl, I think they were wearing like super short outfits and playing football, and like, you know, there's always some version of this. So let's not die on that soapbox.
It is funny to for people to come out of the thing and be like, it seems like the show The Bachelor is objectifying these women. It's like, yeah. 25 seasons in.
The pillow fight date, though, I'm just going to say, if you're going to use Demi, like, I was like, wow, that's it. That's all we're doing.
Yeah. In terms of the group date, they were trying to stir the pot. Fred Willard was there. How did we feel about that?
It was cute.
Yeah. Be curious to see what you guys thought of Fred Willard.
He was a cute old man and who said some liners.
I saw one tweet that compared him to Old Blue from Old School. You my boy, Blue. Yeah, if you've seen Old School, you'll know exactly what we're referencing.
I just know when we see these guest hosts and a lot of Chris Harrison, we're like really scrambling for footage here. I don't know. No shade, but shade.
He does look. No shade, but Chris Harris isn't like been there, done that. And Fred Willard's like, I've been awakened.
I know.
All righty. So inevitably, this leads us into the evening, which is when Sydney's claws come out. Up until now, we've been sort of building the story that Alea may be a little two-faced. Let's talk about Alea before we even talk about Sydney. How do we feel about Alea as a character and a person on this show and on this episode?
I don't really remember her from the past episodes.
She was Grandma Note, which is interesting because that was such an earnest moment.
That's true. We did talk a lot about that.
She's got Grandma Rose. And so that got us on board with Alea quickly. And this episode at least was edited and produced to try to change our allegiances.
It definitely was. Now that you're speaking of that, I remember that now. And like in her beautiful dress when she first came onto the show. But for me, I think she's genuine. I mean, I have a lot of opinions on Sydney and Alea, but Alea to me comes off as a genuine person. When you come from a pageant background, that's something hard to break.
Yeah.
And she admitted that.
Right.
So I think she's a genuine person, and I really like her.
I just think it's interesting how much grace we gave Hannah B. to come out of her pageant ways that we're not giving Alea in this moment.
Interesting.
They are very different, but they do come from the same background and seem to be struggling with the same thing that Kaylin accused Hannah of in some sense, of like not really fully being herself. And it seems like, I pose the question to the chat right now. How are you guys feeling about Alea? Sound off right now. Miss Brown Sugar says, Alea may be fake, but Sydney was still a hater. I gotta agree.
Oh, yeah.
Like, to your point, she may not be the most likable person or your cup of tea, but...
Yeah, I mean...
Sydney was throwing
shit. I can't stand Alea's personality. Personally, there's no way I'd even enjoy probably spending 10 minutes in the same room as Alea. But that doesn't mean she's a liar. That doesn't mean she's a bad person. It means she's annoying and kind of unlikable. But I don't really know if she did anything wrong this episode. I mean, I think we can look at every single accusation and moment and make an argument as to why she wasn't necessarily doing anything wrong. I think she's someone who presents as annoying and unlikable, but that doesn't mean she's a liar or inauthentic. And you brought up a really interesting point in the trailer, Rachel, about how some people have the kind of personality that changes when cameras are on them.
Mm-hmm.
And as people who work on camera, we can speak to the fact that we act a little differently on air than we would just sitting and talking to each other.
100%.
And she's grown up as an entertainer. Mm-hmm. She's been fueled. Her DNA has been nurtured to present and become a presentational person when there's specific attention placed on her. So it's not whether or not that's right or wrong. It's how you feel about the fact that she acts that way.
Yeah.
Combine that with the edit that she's getting. Like,
right.
We're also getting a certain version of her now to then go off and judge.
Totally.
Yeah. It really upset me that she said, oh, she's a different way when the cameras are on. And I went back to when I was on Big Brother. I mean, there are cameras around you 24/7,
right.
So we're always acting. But, I mean, I've been in the entertainment industry for however many plus years in Las Vegas. And whenever there's a camera on me, I'm like, oh, hi, okay. Like, we can all relate to that. So that would in no way... And Peter should understand that more. I would think that he would understand that more, but maybe he doesn't come from this background, so he doesn't...
That's the thing, is not everyone's trained with that kind of DNA. And I get the argument of, like, if you're going to be on a reality TV, you need to try to avoid those instincts because you're produced and told to try to not act too much for the cameras.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I bet her producers are egging her on.
Yes.
I bet they're pushing her to be this personality because they know it's going to make the best TV.
And it's not like she'd be the first person, like,
no,
to be coached or, you know, to put it on for the camera,
yeah,
like, so to say. In the chat, Avalon Park says, bottom line, she is not Peter's type.
Totally not.
No.
No. Yeah, I mean, she's definitely not my type either, but I don't know if she's a bad person. And, like, I feel like all these accusations are being made kind of unfairly.
Yeah.
Like, one really interesting litmus test for me was trying to see who the other girls like and who likes them. And she had a really interesting and authentic interaction with Tammy, where Tammy was, like, patting her belly and rubbing her belly. And Alea's like, thanks, I needed that belly rub.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Tammy we all like.
Yes.
So if Tammy likes Alea, she can't be that bad.
I agree.
I also want to...
Hi,
Miss Brown Sugar, shouting you out again, making some really good points in the chat tonight. Says, I also think the women this season seem to have a real chip on their shoulders,
yes,
about those girls who, quote unquote, always win. We've heard it about Kelly, Hannah Ann, and now Alea. Interesting, because people have kind of shipped them as this, like,
the
front runner, mean girl, plastics crew.
Yeah,
I like Hannah too.
When Sydney said, Alea's the type of person who gets everything she wants, when she said that, I went, jealousy, right? Yeah. Like, that is pure mean girl jealousy. And you made a good point. Maybe these were the type of girls that bullied her growing up.
Yeah.
So we could spin it that way. But I just think Sydney is ridiculous and that she's jealous.
I think Sydney opened up about the fact that she grew up as a biracial girl in the South and a lot of really mean white girls. And I know Leia's not white. I believe she's Latin. She talked about her grandma Rosa. I'm trying to remember exactly. And this is the kind of thing where we just watch the episode and I'm live on air. So I'm trying to speak tactfully. But I bet that the way Alaya seems, that type of girl, really closely matches a lot of the girls that made Sydney's life a living hell growing up. But that doesn't mean you can just make assumptions that she is that type of girl. She asked a ton of condescending questions. Do you work?
Ugh.
And what I appreciated was Alaya answered really earnestly. She's like, you know, I get why you would ask that. If I had won Miss USA, that would be my job. She was like kind of really generous in her answer to a very condescending question.
Oh, God. Do you work?
Like, that's kind of mean.
I mean, yeah, those comments definitely felt a little mean and baseless. But I mean, there is one other part of this equation that came up and really affected Peter's decision tonight. Jumping ahead a little bit to the pool party.
Yeah,
but
please.
Just about what Victoria P. brought up, because she's someone that we like right now, someone that Peter likes, someone that Peter really trusts, her opinion. And she brought up the fact that Alaya chose not to tell the producers about their relationship or knowing each other before the show. And that is something that the chat is heavily debating right now, because as much as we want to say, you know, give Alaya a chance, a lot of people were bothered by the fact that she chose not to say that. And I want to get your guys' take on that.
I want to get Rachel's take on this.
Yeah.
Because before Alaya said anything, the very first thing you said was...
If it was me, I would tell nobody that I knew somebody, because you could be you know, giving up your chances of being on a show as big as The Bachelor, as big as Big Brother. If I was going on Big Brother and I knew that somebody I knew was also in finals and they were talking with producers, I'd say, don't tell them we know each other, because if they know, they could very well split you up and you won't be cast.
Right. Because, like, I want to ask the audience who thought that was shady of what Alaya did, what is the benefit to letting them know you know each other versus what is the cost? Because there's not that much to gain or even affect Peter by saying that you know each other, where there's so much to lose. I mean, in the most generous interpretation, you could say they're doing Peter a favor by not affecting his journey. You know, if you knew you had two best friends, I know they're not best friends, but two people who were friends, that might affect the way you date them.
See, that's interesting, because when Victoria first brought up the fact that she knew Alaya, she said that they didn't know each other that well. Mm-hmm. But then when Alaya brought it up, she was like, yeah, we were friends. Like, I'm also confused at like how well they actually knew each other before this. And if that played any... like, just hyping it up, you know what I mean? If they really were just casual, oh, we went to the same pageant, we knew each other in the same space, is it really that serious?
It's not. It's not that serious.
It's not.
And I felt like Victoria...
threw her under the bus.
And kind of saw an opportunity to be like, well, now that you mentioned it, yeah, you should send her home and I love you. Like,
I know.
I don't know. But what's the chat think? Is there anything... I think you said they were going back and forth on this.
Yeah. Some people are saying, Jay Jobs says, Alaya would not have been able to keep the secret anyway. Rena Senorita says, I don't see there's anything wrong by that.
And Alaya owned up right away.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. And I saw on Twitter when I was scrolling around, they were like, you know, when you get caught in a lie, I said, well, she wasn't caught in a lie. She owned up immediately. Yeah. She never lied about it.
No. Yeah, I mean, at worst, you could maybe consider it a lie by omission, but I don't think so. I don't think he has to know that they know each other.
Well, now people are saying Victoria is lying. She barely knew Sid. She barely knew her.
Alaya.
Alaya. She's fake AF.
I mean, I will say, I'll put the cherry on top of all this, that there were moments in this episode where I was cringing at Alaya. Like, the moment... She's one of those people who does sound so scripted. When she was talking to Peter...
What do you mean?
I know.
What do you mean, Jeff?
The moment when she was like... And it's hard, and I get that this is probably hard for you, and I feel like this is my chance to open up. I was like, okay, you have studied every single beat. She spoke for 2 minutes straight being like, I have felt abandoned and things have been hard, but I do think this journey with you could be great, and it could change who I am and change who you are, and maybe in that we could go home together, but I don't know. I mean, this is just part of the journey. I love you.
And I didn't want to get disqualified.
Yeah.
She said, I saw a tweet about that. Yeah. Disqualified. I'm not a pageant girl. Says disqualified.
She's very pageanty. Not my type at all. But these accusations that are being leveled against her, I don't think are fair.
I don't at all.
I don't know. I think the comments might come for us. But that's how I feel, people. And that's why you tune into the show.
Oh, God.
Ooh, I love that drop.
All right.
Do we think those women were actually named Champagne and Killer during the pillow fight? Or do you think the producers were trying to egg Hannah Ann and Kelsey on?
Oh, that was a nice little Easter egg for us. That was cute.
Yeah. Ridiculous. It was interesting watching the montage of girls talk about Alea, because even they were talking objectively. Like, yeah, I mean, like, she does turn it on for the cameras, and, like, her voice does go up 5 octaves. But, like, Lexi says, maybe that's the background she has. Just because it's your opinion doesn't mean it's fact.
Yeah, I just, all these just seem, it just seems stupid. I don't know. Then none of these are backed up by, these aren't facts. These are just girls going, well, yeah, I don't know. I just know.
So let's talk about Peter and all of this, because clearly all of us are kind of frustrated. Yeah. Very interesting game move here. Sydney calls out Alea. Peter sits all the girls down and says, Sydney, please share with the group.
I can't. Oh, my gosh.
I've never really seen this move.
Well, so I think someone said Juan Pablo did that before, but I didn't watch his season, so I can't speak to that.
Don't be compared to that.
Yeah.
That's not a good look. But, yeah, that definitely left my jaw on the floor. I'm like, Peter.
Yes.
I mean,
I kind of thought it was badass. I thought it was a pretty cool flex. I liked it.
Because last season when, was it Onyeka and who else was arguing? Colton decided to flex by just sitting in the middle of them and listening to the conversation and seeing what's up. Peter was like, nah, I'm going to bring this to the whole group.
It's crazy.
Air it out. What's up?
And we had talked previously, you know, with the whole Jed Hannah B thing. That's definitely clearly affecting him when he's saying, I don't want to get to the end of this and have someone that's just on for the cameras or just that's not real and authentic in here for me. So I can see how he's thinking about that a bit. But had I been Sydney and he called me out like that, I would have been mortified.
And kind of angry.
And very angry at him for doing that.
It's like, oh, you're not a confidant.
Yeah, I'd have been like, oh. Whoopsies, I thought I was, oh God, I just got called out. Like, it would have been incredibly embarrassing, and I would have felt very awkward.
Peter, really interesting.
People are not feeling Peter tonight. Someone, Jerry Camilo says he's like a kindergarten teacher with the way he handled tonight. I'm a little split on how he did that, I'm gonna be honest. Like, it made for great TV, but I also feel like everything that we go through in the next 90 minutes from this point on that we're about to dive into with his indecision, I feel like he could have figured that out on his own and made a solid decision and left it there.
Yeah.
And then it was so cringy at the pool party when he goes, hey, guys, I'm just, I don't know, I'm having doubts. Sydney? And then call. Sydney, can I bring you outside? I was like, what in the hell? I would have, oh. I don't know. That was just cringy for me yet again. And if I was her, I was Sydney, I'd be like, oh, God, yet again, here I am.
But Sydney kind of was real with him. That was the moment I actually liked Sydney.
Yeah, that was the only moment for me for this episode.
Like so back and forth with all. That's why this episode is interesting to me, is because I'm having trouble forming solid judgments on these people. Whereas normally I like very quickly put them in boxes. Yeah. I'm like, wait, I'm not supposed to like you. Wait, what are you doing? Like, interesting stuff.
Maybe it's deliberate. The producers don't want us to like figure this out all too quickly. Because it definitely feels like they're playing the long game this season, because I don't even feel particularly attached to some girls versus others.
Madison.
I'm still not sure who is like the clear-cut villain. I'm like, all right.
It's interesting.
Give me a little something more.
Okay, Kelly mentioned that she didn't like Peter's beard. How did we feel about that?
I actually thought it was funny.
That was funny.
Yeah. I didn't mind it.
I don't dislike Kelly. I do not think she's right for Peter.
No, not at all.
I think both of them, lots of wishful thinking from both of them. Tammy was worried she'd be perceived like one of the bros, but Peter doesn't kiss his bros.
That's right.
I like Tammy.
I like Tammy too.
I don't know if there's that much more to cover.
Madison.
We can just move right along.
Yeah, Oh, Madison.
Well, we had that one glimmer of Cinderella moment of magicalness, unicorns and butterflies, Madison and Peter and...
Is it safe to say Madison's the only one getting a likable edit? I guess Natasha, right?
Yeah, for now.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she's going to... Wasn't she the one who started the cats and rats thing?
She started the cats and rats. Which, speaking of rats, Sydney was the one who said, what do you do when it's an elephant sitting on a rat? I don't know many women who want to be described as an elephant on national television.
Is she fat shaming her?
I don't know.
Should we call this out? No.
I don't know people that would describe themselves as a rat.
That was the reason when I was like, yeah. Okay, I'm not going to put too much into this. Rose ceremony really quick. Did you guys think Mai Kenna was going home? She did.
No.
Yeah, girl.
I like Mai Kenna.
I feel like I might be the only.
Your face lights up so much when you talk about her.
I like Mai Kenna. Okay, and then...
No, I didn't think Mai Kenna was going home, but I did think Kiara was going home, and I'm kind of surprised that she made it. But she did get a little more airtime this week, so...
She was lingering on that screen.
She's lingering. They couldn't send her home after that. Come on.
That's so crazy. So presumably Alea is coming back. I mean, we know she's coming back from the promo. Let's go ahead and save that for predictions. Anything else from the episode? Sarah went home, RIP. Wait, I was a big Sarah fan.
Who are the other two girls that they didn't even show, really, who else went home?
Oh, Sarah.
Sarah.
Which I'm bummed about. And someone else.
Sarah, exactly. Alea, Alexa, Jasmine.
Alexa went home?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Jesus.
She did go
She's
home.
Going to paradise. Okay, it's a pretty slow news week, but if you guys do want daily news coverage, you can check out our reality channel where I talk straight to a camera about social media. And with that, I see we get into our special segment, Tweeting for the Right Reasons. Let's take a look at some of these tweets. This is the segment where we read some of Bachelor Nation's best tweets. We're starting with Brett S. Vergara. This is actually my tweet. Just make that a little bigger for me, Vito. Great. This is the tweet. Has literally one singular pool party date ever actually happened? So true.
Honestly, oh no. They just saved that for paradise. Come on, guys.
Yeah. All right, up next.
That's not mine.
I think this is... Oh, this is me again. It says, quote, "She turns it on for the cameras," end quote. Spoken by... Women who showed up at an open casting call to marry a stranger to attain just enough fame to sell Fit Fab Fun boxes on Insta. Ooh. So true.
With the hot tea.
Yes.
Oh, I did this one. I said, "The devil works hard, but the Bachelor subtitle writers work harder."
These subtitles are amazing.
Yes, and I don't know if you can click on those.
We have Kiara saying lingerie. And of course, it says lingerie.
Lingerie. A cute pajama lingerie. After the finasco. Hannah Ann. And then, oh, this says high pitched. It says,
hi.
It's whatever.
It's literally Peter saying hello. And then the next line is a high pitched hi.
Yeah.
Yes.
The fact that they got that specific.
Yes. Still more exciting than Peter's pool party. It's a guy sitting towards a wall. That was mine.
Accurate.
I say, you know who would have just enjoyed her time at the pool party and wouldn't have gotten involved in the drama? And it's that's the cow.
It's Ashley P.
Ashley P.
God bless Ashley P.
The cow in the pool. Oh, and then I put this one too.
Oh, it's the circle.
I love that.
Seaburn.
Yes, he goes, he actually sent Alea home, and it's a guy with his mouth dropped.
It's Seaburn dropped out of my butt.
God bless the circle. Ooh, we got a Tweeting for the Right Reasons tweet.
Yes, we got one sent in from Sarah Broccoli, who's in the chat right now. Thanks for sending this one in. Tweeting for the Right Reasons. It's a GIF or a photo of a really creepy looking girl looking up, and it says, "Why does Natasha always accept her roses like this?"
So true.
Accurate. This one is for me. It's kind of looking ahead to the preview for next week. The Bachelor producer is booking Chase Rice, knowing he and Victoria dated.
My,
and it's a gif of everyone in a room just scrambling to make things happen.
Squealing with joy.
And then this is another tweet. Peter, I don't want all of this drama. Also Peter on the all episode. And it's a gif of someone stirring the pot.
So true.
And to that point, we got one more. All these girls speaking the truth to Peter. And it's just a line of women throwing each other in front of a bus.
Poor Leia. I just so you guys know, if you're listening to the podcast, some of these tweets are more visual. So also check out our YouTube. Again, we're on the AfterBuzz TV main channel. You can see us in person. And also, if you hashtag tweeting for the right reasons like Sarah Broccoli did, we might read your tweet on air. We look at those first. So if you want your stuff read, make sure you hashtag that. Quickly, let's get into some short predictions and get out of here.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I think I want to know how you guys feel Alea's return will be received.
I think it will be received not well.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, these ladies are in a competition to win Peter's heart. And I don't care if I liked you or you went home on on false accusations, I don't want you coming back.
Right.
So I think they're going to be pretty.
Yeah, I think this is going to be not a good look. I mean, the girls are going to be upset. Obviously, we know this. I also don't know that Alea is going to like come back and stay. I think this is like a fake out situation.
Yes.
Where she'll come back and maybe try to clear her name or be involved in some way, but I don't think it'll last. Mm-hmm. I also want to say, just to that point, I feel like Peter was inclined to believe the other women because he was one of the people who so badly wanted Hannah Brown to believe them about Luke P and seeing his false intentions. That was the only other thing that kind of popped into my head.
And I also thought when I was doing this, could you imagine? It's like the subliminal messaging. People saying over and over and over and over and over again about how somebody is, you're going to start to believe it, and it doesn't matter. So I just don't think she stood a chance, to be honest.
Well, I predict that we will be back next week at 7 p.m. On the AfterBuzz TV main channel for The Bachelor After Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Guys, my name is Jeff Graham. You can follow me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham. And again, for you nerds who are as obsessed with the show as I am, I do daily coverage giving you news about the shady things that people say about each other on the internet around The Bachelor.
I'd love that. And until next week, guys, you can keep up with me, Christine Alexis, on Twitter, at Christine Bean. And thank you so much to everyone who hopped in our live chat tonight. You guys are awesome.
And you cover this on for Perez, too, right?
Sure do.
So check that out.
Yes. And you can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler or on Twitter at Rachie Swin. And I'm so happy to be here with you guys all season. So looking forward to next week.
All right, y'all. We'll see you next week, 7 p.m. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.